Bergen County Amateur Radio Emergency Services net. Are there any stations with emergency or priority traffic? Please call W2TTT. All right, nothing heard. That's a good thing. Well, good evening, everyone. This is W2TTT Gordon here. This is the Bergen County Amateur Radio Emergency Services net. SNET is conducted weekly on a frequency of 146.835, the 2-meter repeater of the Venture Crew 7373 Amateur Radio Club. Located in Pearl River, New York, but largely serving Bergen County and adjacent areas. This repeater may be accessed with carrier squelch at this time. Most of the time it is in carrier squelch, although you may find it in one with a PL of 151.4. If it's 151.4, it's advised that you at least transmit with that when trying to access the repeater if you have the time. The offset, of course, is 600 kilohertz down, and the purpose of this net is to conduct an informational session, also verify preparedness among local amateur radio operators in Bergen County and the surrounding areas. This is generally not a traffic net, although there'll be times when we do pass traffic, but the net is open to announcements, and it's more focused on operational opportunities, training opportunities, tips and techniques associated with emergency communications. So in that, it's a little different than other nets. This net is followed at 9 o'clock by the Bergen Amateur Radio Association technical net. And if we get into a deep dive situation for a topic, we can certainly swing it over there as well. But we welcome tutorials. If someone has something they'd like to bring forth, we'd love to hear it here. We can always decide whether or not we want to bring it forth to other nets as well. Alrighty, before we begin, let me just take a standby. Alrighty. Are there any stations whose call signs begin with the letter Kilo?
Yes, this is Kilo Delta 2, Bravo Kilo Delta.
Good evening, Bob. I have you. KD2BKD, who's next?
Kilo 3, Golf Delta X-Ray.
Good evening, Frank. Welcome aboard. Any other Kilos?
November Zulu 2, Kilo.
Okay, this is the Kilo with the call somewhere. Alrighty, NZ2K, good hearing you. Any other Kilos?
KB2SSE.
Good evening, Ken. KB2SSE. Well, that brings four. We have first Paul, now you. Excellent. Okay. I have you in here. Any other stations with a Kilo?
Net control. This is Kilo Delta 2, Kilo Lima November, KB2KLN. Brian in Belleville, New Jersey, from the Big Apple NTS traffic net and Essex County Aries.
Wow, excellent. Okay, Brian, very good. Brian, real quick, are you an I, Brian, or a Y, Brian? I think you're an I, Brian.
That is correct. I am with an I.
Just wanted to make sure I got my notes correct. Okay, welcome aboard. Any other Kilos? Okay, very good. How about Whiskeys?
Whiskey Alpha 2, India Sierra Echo. Mainly waiting for the TechNet, but I think I'd check in early.
Thank you, Bob. We have some stuff for you, I'm sure. All right. Any other Whiskeys? Okay, Alphas. Okay, how about Novembers?
NJ2BS, repeat.
Okay, at this time, any station, any call sign. Bob, K3GDX, Frank, NZ2K, Paul, KB2SSC, Ken, KD2KLN, Brian, WA2ISC, Bob, and of course, Unit Control W2TTT, Gordon here. Well, we have, just for the record, 1, 2, 3, 4 of us from Bergen County, 2 from Passaic, and 1 from Essex. That's wonderful. Just a couple of quick notes. Since last week, we got the mesh node operational up on William Patterson, and it is flirting with K3GDX. We think we can solve that without too much trouble. It's also tantalizingly good into Woodland Park to N3 UXK's house, Dave. Unfortunately, there seems to be a noise situation up on the site that's blocking Dave from being able to get a reliable link up. He sees the node at 100%. The node does not see him at 100% or anything close. It's a little maddening because we have near parity going to Fairlawn from the same site, so there's something not quite right here, and we're going to have to figure it out. It could be noise, it could be something else, so we're going to try to sort it out. But it's all good. But we do have a fairly reliable 2-gig connection to the Fairlawn Community Center and places out east from William Patterson at this time on the mesh node. I do not have an update on the NJ2PC repeater, which while it serves Passaic County, would also serve well into Bergen as a liaison and down into Essex, et cetera. No status on its installation time. What else? There are a couple other things I guess I can hold off on. So at this time, let's see if there's anybody else who'd like to join the net, and then we'll send it around for anybody's individual comments. Maybe something you want to share related to MCOM. Any stations wishing to check in at this time, please call W2TTT.
W2TTT, W2NZ, over.
Good evening, Tom. W2 November Zulu. And Tom, you're in Fairlawn, correct?
Negative, I'm in Fairlawn.
I should have remembered that. Yes, okay, I got you. W2NZ. But anyway, either way, you're in Bergen County. Welcome aboard. All right, anybody else?
WA2ISC. I'm not seeing anything from William Patterson on my notes. Over.
Okay, yeah. Well, that could be. That's a little frustrating, but Bob, you might be just over the rise. I'm wondering, but we have to do a cross-section using Google Earth and see what gives. But let's go over and do this in round-robin mode, and we'll come around to you in a second. KD2PKD, Bob, anything you want to share tonight?
Nothing to share for me. KD2PKD, back to W2TTT.
Okay, very good. K3GDX.
Nothing really to report, so I'll just hang out and listen.
Okay, very good. Thank you, Frank. NZ2K, Paul, it's been a long time since we've heard you. What's going on in your world of Hillsdale?
Yeah, it's the same stuff. Just keeping real busy, Gordon. Nice to hear you running the net. Good to hear you. Good to hear a group out here tonight. Good, healthy turnout. I don't know much to say for mesh, but I know Frank's been diddling around for a long time trying to get that node dialed in with you. It sounds like you've got something good going there, and I know NJ2PC's been down. And I had a quick question for you, Gordon, about your vehicle. And are you anywhere ever around 7:30 in the morning near East Rutherford, Murray Hill Parkway, or Union Street? Back to you, Gordon.
Yes, I am, and that's probably me you saw. It's a blue, a dark blue, almost gray Santa Fe Sport with all kinds of stuff on the roof.
Yeah, it looks like a carousel projector there. Yeah, I'm a, the big red truck that was honking to you. Big red, brand new pickup truck, can't miss it, Dodge Ram 1500 Laramie. And I see you there every couple weeks. Okay, thanks.
Well, very nice, Paul. Good to hear you and see you. Just be advised, I'm typically listening on 442 at that time, also 146.835. And 146.52. I have three radios going. And if you want to establish my position, you can always look at APRS.fi, and you can verify the last known position of my vehicle by doing W2TTT-2. Pardon me. W2TTT-2. And you're welcome to do that as well. Pop that up on your phone or your tablet. Just don't do it while you're driving, please. But yeah, I did see that red truck, and I didn't know who that was honking away the other morning. A lot of mornings, Nancy drives the car, and she leads me home. Other mornings, if it's closer to 7:30, then I'm definitely driving it. She'd be at work already by then.
Okay. Very good. Yes. Let's make a little 220 quarter wave on there. I guess I should listen to 442 again. I just got to find the Motorola and charge it, and I don't know. Just by the time I get to work, I'm so beat from the traffic on 17. It's unbelievable. Really a tough section there to go through, but you know, you got a lot of malls and a lot of highways and weaving through that area. But I wanted to jump in tonight to say hello, and I'm looking forward to listening to what everybody else has to say too. So thanks a lot for considering me tonight, Gordon, and I've got all that information to find where you're at. And all those frequencies, that's great. Maybe I could pop a 2-meter rig in the truck, too, with a little quarter wave. Back to net control, runs at 2K.
You got a big old truck, you got plenty of room for radios. All righty, very good. That's great, Paul, thank you. All right, KB2SSE, I have a message for you, and that is that I need to go out in the yard, and I'm doing that tomorrow morning, and I will take stock of the Rhone 25 sections that you inquired about. I got your email, and I'll square that away tomorrow.
Okay, Gordon. Yeah, I appreciate that. Probably good. Other than that, I have no comments on anything else.
NK2BS, repeat.
Yeah, if anybody has or knows of some Rhone 25 sections in reasonably good order, Rampa Mountain's looking for some sections. I'm going to donate some if they need them. I've got at least one top section for them, and a couple of, I'm hoping a couple of 10-foot sections, but they need more straight sections, so. To keep that in mind, and if you know you or know of anybody with tower sections, please let Ken know. And if you know how to get a hold of Ken, let me know. You can also go to RMARC, Rampo Mountain Amateur Radio Club, RMARC .org, I believe, and you can find out contact information for the officers of the club. But the 49 repeater could definitely use those to help improve their antenna situation and their coverage across all our counties. Ken, did you want to add anything else?
No, I don't have anything else. You can also find my information to WhatsApp.com. That's it. Back to you, boys.
Sure, it's KB2SSE, Kilo Bravo 2, Sierra Sierra Echo. I'm sure that that'll definitely help the Ronco Mountain Group if you can get a hold of Ken. Alrighty, KD2KLN, Mr. Brian, good to hear you. I think it's the first time you've been on this net. W2TTT.
Roger, but I don't know how long this net's been operating. 2-3 weeks?
maybe?
This actually marks 4 weeks, but we only had 3 sessions because we had Thanksgiving one night.
Right, that's what confused me. I know it came up, but yeah, I just didn't get a chance to check in because my other net, which runs at 8 o'clock, tends to run a little long, and then by the time I get over here, you guys are all done.
Well, you know, we does our best with what we got, so no problem. Nets are getting a little longer, which is a good thing, with more stations checking in. Very good, Brian. Is there anything you want to talk about the nets your liaison for?
I'll just do a quick ad for the Big Apple Traffic Net. We are on the 440.600, that's the NY4Z repeater, at 8 o'clock, 7 days a week. We are an ARRL NTS traffic net.
Okay, very good. 44.600, and is there a tone?
Hold on, look at that up. It is the 440.600 NY4Z repeater, and it has no courtesy tone, but it has a PL tone of, where the heck is it? Where it is, 141.3. It is a plus 5 megahertz shift.
Very good. Okay. Very good. Well, thank you for that. Anything else?
That is it for me. Back to Ned.
Okay, very good. Thank you very much. WA2ISC, Bob, it is your turn. W2TTT.
Okay, W2TTT, WA2ISC. I just checked my nodes again. Did a Wi-Fi scan, and I still don't see anything from William Patterson. What call sign should I be looking for if it ever does show up?
It's W2TTT hyphen WPUP for William Patterson University Pioneer hyphen M2R for M2 rocket.
Okay, so that way I can tell it from like your occasional mobile that passes by every so often.
Correct. And I think, Bob, if you only get an IP address, I believe it's the one ending in 86.
Okay, I'll be looking for it. So far, it looks like I'm not connecting to anything except by way of tunnels.
Yeah, I understand that. I have some theories about that, too. We're going to talk about it during the TechNet, but... Just in essence, the short answer is, I think our mesh has become too big to effectively route. But that's just another, we'll talk about that later. All right, anything else, Bob?
I guess we'll talk about it later at the TechNet.
Roger, okay. Thank you very much. W2NZ, W2TTT, Mr. Tom. Your signal is so noisy and your audio is low on top of that. But I do want to point out that on the TechNet, I wanted to, if you want, bring up the subject of those wonderful boards that we all received, a bunch of us, for evaluation. So if it's okay for AirPlay, we can certainly discuss it during the TechNet. Do you want to try it again, or do you want me to try... other things before I ask you to try again?
No, sorry about that. I am thinking about speaking loud, because usually when I speak loud, most people interpret it as yelling at them. Sometimes rightfully so. Okay, so is this any better?
You still have a large amount of egg fry, but you got into a better position too, so your signal's stronger and your audio's up. You might want to look at, you know, possibly setting up an external antenna, but in the meantime, go right ahead.
Okay. Well, I'm using my handy right now, and I've yet to put up my J-pole. So, yeah, on the part, I don't know how much of that is... available to the public at this point. So I think once we're past the testing phase of that board, we can kind of talk about it in open air. So, so that's it for me. I will hand it back to you, and hopefully you will copy it on that. This is W2NZ, back to W2BS.
NJ2BS, repeat.
Okay, Tom, no problem. W2NZ, W2TDD. Very good. Yeah, I understand. Well, let me do this. Are there any stations who wish to join the net at this time?
This is Whiskey 2, Kilo Bravo Foxtrot. Good evening, Gordon in the net. I am mobile, so I might not be around very long.
I'm sorry, we're not going to be around much longer either, Carl. Did you want to add anything to, you know, any little bit of wisdom to the MCOMnet, an operating technique, something to consider, and the like?
Wisdom from me, probably not. No, I heard your observation on the number of mesh nodes, and I was just wondering if for some of them, we can used to be able to restrict the or optimize the distance, and I wondered if we could make some of them, the intra-town links, set the distance shorter, so like a tenth of a kilometer, and maybe they won't try to do more than they need to do. That's my only thought. W2KBFX in it.
Yeah, I think the issue is going to be can we, you know, for all that we have hidden transmitters is part of the problem. So stations don't hear each other, and I think we're kind of in that mode now, so we have to think about it. But we'll talk about that at the TechNet in a little bit. But certainly optimizing the distance parameter and normalizing them so that they're all the same parameter for the stations in the same RF space, that would be a huge improvement. But there's more to it than that. Alrighty. I just want to advise everybody that tomorrow night, after midnight apparently, we're going to have a little bit of snow showers, possibly into the next morning and early afternoon. It'll become icy and rainy, so be careful on Saturday and Friday night. It's always advised to charge up your batteries, as WB2AIU used to remind us. And so I would, you know, admonish you to do that. Make sure all your batteries are topped up, your reserve batteries are topped up. You have flashlights and all sorts of other good stuff. It's always good to have that squared away and ready. So, that's all I have at this time. Any last comments of import for the net, please call W2TDT.
W2TDT.
KD2MOB, the Racy's officer for Fairlawn. Welcome aboard, W2TDT.
Thank you very much, Gordon. We'll see what happens. I don't think there was a officer in Fairlawn before, I don't think. But anyway, I'll be working with OEM Fairlawn and see what we
clear of the net so they can run downstairs, make a quick pit stop, and get the tech net running. I am going to ask that stations consider, you know, working on their antennas a little bit. I think we're all tending to use handhelds and things like that, and even the most modest of external antennas can be an amazing improvement. Even not so external antennas, but well placed inside your home can be a huge improvement. And so a lot of egg fry on a couple of you guys, and pretty much know why, but you know, it's just a matter of just taking the time and bringing it about in due time. So I want to thank KD2BKD, K3GDX, NZ2K, KB2SSC, KD2KLN, WA2ISC, and W2NZ, W2KBF, and KD2MOB for attending. This is W2TTT. We'll be back in about 3 minutes for the TechNet, so stand by for the TechNet. You're all welcome to participate. And this time the net is secured and the repeaters turn to normal amateur radio use for the next couple of minutes.
NJ2BS, repeat.
W2TTT will start the TechNet in a minute or so. Alrighty, this is Gordon, W2TTT, and this is the Bergen Amateur Radio Association Technical Net. Are there any stations with emergency or priority traffic, please call K2BAR. Nothing heard, that's a good thing. Alrighty, this is the Bergen Amateur Radio Association Technical Net. This net is conducted weekly on a frequency of 146.835 megahertz, the 2-meter repeater of the Adventure Crew 7373 Amateur Radio Club, located in Pearl River, New York, and serving the Lower Hudson Valley, Northern New Jersey, and Southern Connecticut, and out into Long Island. Welcome to, anyone is welcome to use it at any time, as long as there's no other net going on, and as long as they're well-behaved and operate properly. In any case, this is the Bergen Amateur Radio Association Tactical Net. It's net conducted weekly on a frequency, probably at 9 o'clock, and for the purpose of having a conversation about amateur radio, about electronics, computers, telecommunications, and natural sciences, and of course the art of operating and getting to operate. It's also an opportunity to engage in for sale, swap, and wanted items. And we even encourage you to check in, even if you have to, you know, none of those immediate interests, so that we know how to tailor that to your needs. And we can't do that if you're sandbagging. So please feel free to check in, even if you're not sure what you might contribute. So, with no further ado, let's talk about how we check in. We check in with our call sign, our name. We indicate we have a question, a comment, as I said, for sale, swap, or wanted items, some combination of those things, or none of the above. So, with no further ado, stations whose call signs begin with the letter Alpha, you are first tonight. Please call K2BAR. Okay, we have no alphas. How about Novembers? Alrighty. How about Kilos?
Yeah, this is Kilo Delta 2, Bravo Kilo Delta.
Kilo 3, Golf Delta X-ray.
Kilo 2, Alpha Mike India.
Okay, you have KD2BKD, K3GDX, and K2AMI. In order, what are your intentions, gentlemen?
I have one question.
Frank?
I have no questions. I can't think of anything.
Okay, and Tony? K2AMI?
Sorry,
picked up the wrong microphone. I also have no questions, no comments, but I'll be listening and maybe I'll have something.
Okay, very good. Any other kilos? There might be a kilo in there trying to get in and just not quite making it, so see what you can do about improving your power or your antenna. We'll come back at the end of the check-in for you. All right, how about whiskeys?
Whiskey Alpha 2, India Sierra Echo.
Bob, what are your intentions?
Well, I think we're going to talk more about my not being able to see William Patterson notes.
Roger. Okay, any other whiskeys?
This is W2MZ. No questions, I'll be listening.
Very good, Tom. Any other whiskeys?
WE2R, just listening.
Sir Charles, good hearing you. WE2R. Any other whiskeys? Okay, any other station, any call sign? Alrighty, well, let's just jump right to it. Just one quick advice that the group here is supported by a Yahoo group called ComTech Group. It's all bunched together. Charlie Oscar Mike, Tango Echo, Charlie Hotel, Golf Romeo, Oscar Uniform Papa, ComTech Group, all run together. So if you'd like to get into that and be able to post other things during the week and add questions and such, it's a good place to do that. If you can't find it for any reason, feel free to shoot me an email at w2ttt@att.net and w2ttt@att.com. Send it to both, so that no matter what I'm doing, I'll get it, no problem. Alrighty, with no further ado, KD2BKD, K2BAR, your question, sir.
Okay, my question is that there is a wonderful repeater, the 442 repeater, out of Wayne. I've had that programmed into my 5-watt HT with an external antenna on the roof of my car and have used it very well. I since upgraded to a high-powered mobile radio with a much more efficient antenna. I do not have any CTC on the receive frequency programmed in there. I just have the 156.7 on the PL tone for the transmit. And that particular channel, it seems like the squelch is always down. I'm constantly getting noise. I just looked it up online, and it says that the tone in and out is 156.7. I think I tried that before, but not sure. But what can I do so that I can not get it coming in all the time, because maybe the antenna in this system is much more efficient than a little HT. Back to net.
I think I know the secret to this question. What is the brand of your radio and the model?
The brand of the radio is QYT 780 Plus, I believe.
I could have probably guessed that. Okay, so here's what's going on. You have what some of us lovingly refer to as Biafeng syndrome. And what that is a UV5R and any transceiver that uses chipset will, be subject to an internally generated spur on 442. And that, sir, is what you're hearing as an open squelch.
Okay, so is there any way to resolve this problem through programming, or I still have the little HT sitting right next to me in the car, so, and I have just been going to the HT, I'm just, and this seems to be the only frequency that is having that problem.
Yeah, it's a function of the chipset, unfortunately. I mean, basically, the receiver is a system on a chip, and as a consequence, you know, it's got, you know, some interesting characteristics, and one of them is a spur right on 442. You can add PL receive. It will help a little bit, but there will be times when the spur, or the internal birdie, will be as strong as the external signal. Yeah, it's a real shame because that QIT is a cute little radio, and there's some other radios that are even tinier and cuter, like there's some 10 and 25 watt radios that look like control heads that are self-contained radios. HAMOcan transceiver that Quiksilver Radio sells, where they put a transceiver in an ammo box with all sorts of other goodies, really nice integration, has that same problem, that receiver, or that transceiver's receiver. The first time, obviously, was with a UV5R that I saw. I don't know if a UV3R has the problem, but the first time I saw it go beyond an HT was one of those little control head looking, you know, mobile transceivers, and it's 10 or 25 watts, I can't remember which, that Marco has, and that's exactly what it was doing, and it was a huge disappointment, because so many of us like to congregate on 442.
Yeah, I think I have a QIT KT8900R also, and I don't remember that being a problem at all on that radio. It's just I upgraded to a 50-watt/75-watt, supposedly. I call them Chinese watts. I haven't really checked to see what the wattage output of the radio is, but with this latest radio, I'll just have to stick to the HT on 442. Thank you very much. KT2BKB, back to net.
Well, start by putting in the receive PL, Bob, and see if that helps you.
Yep, got it on the screen. I just have to bring my laptop out to my car and download it into the radio.
Yep. Hey, so you bring up a really good question. A lot of us have USB interfaces that, you know, we use to program our radios. You know, we have to drag a whole bloody computer out to the car. And so what I've been looking at the idea is of essentially a remote serial port across an IP network. And, you know, essentially building that channel straight across the internet, where you connect two pairs of devices across your home LAN. It could be wireless or wired, doesn't matter. And you could use the remote car start to power up the radio in the car, program the radio, and go from there. And, you know, it might be a really nice thing for a Raspberry Pi 3 to essentially be a serial extension. Just a thought. Probably some interesting driver issues, but I think if, you know, it just looks like another COM port, I think it'll be just fine. So just something to think about.
I think you can do that possibly with an Arduino. That's possible because it has the COM port right on it, and you can also do Wi-Fi on that and just even mount the thing permanently in your car and just plug it in. Real cheap.
Yeah, I was thinking the idea is, you know, is to have either a backup battery or a remote, or use the car remote just to power up the car, and by extension the radio and such. I think it'd be marvelous. Now the Arduino, does that have the Arduinos I played with like 5-6 years ago? I don't remember them having a Wi-Fi interface, unless you added one. Is that what you're suggesting?
Yeah, it's probably. Yeah, I do have. I have the Ethernet board for one of mine. I didn't really do anything with it. I have thoughts of projects, but never got into it. But yeah, they have a Wi-Fi extra board. So by the time you buy the board and the Arduino, you can probably have a Raspberry Pi 3 KD2BKD back to net.
Sure. And what's nice about that is that you could take that and then have other functions going on. You could use the Raspberry Pi 3 to also handle such things as providing FL Digi functionality and things like that in the car. It might be, you know, really cool. And you'd use your phone as a screen to log things like that. So there's possibilities. There's them there possibilities, what can I tell you? All righty. Anybody else have anything on this topic? Okay. Well, then we will move right along. So, for those of you who are on the Bergen County ARIESnet, you got wind that we did deploy a mesh node at William Patterson University last Friday. It's working pretty well. It links to Fairlawn on 2 gigs just fine. It is flirting with Woodland Park. It's flirting with Clifton, and we're not sure what the problems are in that direction. But in any case, things are moving along, basically. Courtesy of some tunnels, I get into Fairlawn, and then from Fairlawn, I get back to William Patterson and see what it sees and hears. I can tell you this, Bob, it is not hearing your node or much of anything else other than, it sees Frank pop in and out. Plus it sees the guys in Fairlawn. It sees Carl, but sometimes Carl falls out. W2IP, and of course W2NPT, which is the club station on the community center. I think if we get the 903 or the 900 meg or the 5 gig node pointed toward William Patterson and we put up a 5 gig node, that would work. There is already a 900 there, but we'd have to re-aim the antenna a little bit better for the community center or for whoever else we want to try. But we do have the capability of adding other antennas and other modes, other mesh apparatus on different bands and different channels. So over to you, Bob. W2IC, K2BAR.
K2BAR, W82ISC, yes, I checked again, and I don't see anything, so I'm pretty much at a loss as to why nothing happens, over.
Okay, so let me ask this question. Have you run a Google Earth plot and get done the cross-section yet?
Not Google Earth, but there was another one. It looked like that. I should have a clear shot, except for my immediate neighborhood, with a few hundred yards of some trees and whatnot. But other than that, it should be a clear shot. Over.
Well, trees are bad. They're at least devoid of leaves at this time. But you do have to be clear of the ground clutter, the houses. The main body of the woody parts of the tree, trees, and of course rock and soil. So, are you free of all that stuff, or are you still embroiled in that nonsense?
Yeah, I think I'm probably involved with all that ground clutter. There's not really much I can do. It's like that. Other than erecting a tall tower, and I don't think I'm going to be able to do that, over.
Because you live in Oredo. Yeah, I understand. Well, town of Oredo could take notes from the town of River Edge and refer them to River Edge versus Izzo. And I'm sure Tony can elaborate on that point.
Okay, yeah, I guess we'll have to see. I don't suppose 5 gigahertz would do me any good if I can't even hit 900 megahertz, over.
Yeah, I would doubt it. Although we are considering it in the lower part of the band, and the reason is that we're trying to figure out ways to, you know, if the problem at 2 gigs is just plain noise, and you have enough signal gain at 5 gigs to overcome the elevated frequency, and you lack the noise, then it might be a worthwhile endeavor, but we just haven't pursued that enough. We will be doing that, though, in the spring. There will be a 5 gig node on an even taller spot at William Patterson, an Omni MIMO, 13 dB MIMO, and we'll see how that goes. We're pretty excited about the possibilities there.
Okay, so I understand that 5 gigs, the trees really clobber that frequency band. Anyway, so I guess we'll have to see what might happen.
Yeah, I mean, one other thought is to get something up on, you know, either co-located with the 7.9 repeater, or get something co-located on the community services building tower, something like that. That might be a possibility. Again, I don't know if it's a guarantee for you, but it's certainly a possibility.
Okay. I remember the 7.9 machine used to be at Bergen Pines, but I think that I don't think it's there anymore. So, over?
Yeah, yes, it is. The primary repeater is there, and the other one's up north.
Okay, because I think I'm only about a mile or so away from that location at Bergen Pines.
Right. There's also a fellow who has a repeater site on what's that high street that runs north-south in the middle of Paramus?
Well, it's Forest Avenue, but that's on the border.
Right, exactly. It's west of, probably east of 17, and it is what largely prevents me from talking to places like Fairlawn and such. So if one of the guys there, I forget the gentleman's name, but he's got a couple of repeaters up that way, and that might be an individual we might wish to approach to solve some of the in-valley problems.
Okay. I suppose just mounting a an omnidirectional node of some sort on his mast and just powered by power over Ethernet without any other connection might do it. Over.
There's that. There's a possibility of sector antennas with some gain. Put two of them back-to-back so as to provide the coverage where it needs to be. And if need be, we can add additional nodes on different bands and, of course, put a switch there, and that would be fine, too. So, I mean, there's lots of alternatives.
Okay. Well, I'll be looking forward to it. I'll turn the net over to the other hams on this net. K2BAR, WE2IC.
Okay, very good. Just a couple of things. In the first week of January, we're going to take the existing nodes up at William Patterson and bring them up another 10 or 15 feet. That will clear out a lot of RF ground clutter that the antennas are mixed in with right now. It will also refine the aiming on the 917 meg mesh node. Just for reference, we have 917 at 5 megs bandwidth, and we have a channel minus 2 at 5 megahertz bandwidth on 2.4 gigs. So those are the two major elements of what we have. And of course, the 900 is a panel antenna aimed toward Bergen County, and the 2.4 is a 10 gig, probably a 10 dB MIMO antenna omnidirectional MIMO antenna. Actually, they're both MIMOs, but the 2 gig one is omni, and the 900 is directional, with about a, I guess, 120 degree arc. So, anything from anybody else on this topic? Alrighty, anybody have anything on additional topics? Okay, and is there anybody who'd like to check in? Alrighty, well, you know what? I think we'll call it square here, but I want to thank you all for participating tonight. And Bob, I'm looking forward to seeing what you come up with, either with a PL decode and see if that just makes it tolerable. You know, given where you're traveling, I think it probably would. Hopefully you come up with a solution. And that 442 problem is well known for a lot of the Chinese receivers. So 7-3 all, have a great weekend. We'll be at the Fairlawn Club tomorrow night, and probably Kid Night on Tuesday out in Washington Township for Barry Kid Night. So wish you all a pleasant weekend, and again, get your batteries charged and be ready for at least a little wet and icy stuff Saturday night into Friday night into Saturday. So 7-3 and have a good one. This is KTBAR W2TTT off and clear.
Gordon, if you're still there, W2TTT, K2AMI.
Yes, Mr. Tony.
I'm sure that you find a logic in this, but there will be no Kid Night on December 26th.
Really? Even though it's Boxing Day?
I guess so. No. You can bring your goodies in on January 2nd, though. That's a Tuesday night, January 2nd, because the Barra meeting will be January 7th, but not on December 26th, okay?
Okay, that's good to know. That's very, very good to know. By the way, I bought some of the 90-amp connectors that Jim was talking about, and Nancy's schedule was such I couldn't get over to Kit Night on Tuesday to show them what I had, but I actually want to show them to Steve and possibly get him a package of those with the idea that he could possibly design a cradle for the for these connectors, so we could make essentially a rig runner type of thing for those connectors. I think that would be really spiffy.
Yeah, well, Steve actually does not have the CAD program to design those things, but he finds there are many programs on the internet for projects like that, and he might be able to find that program for you there. I've looked at them, and I'm not sure how you can determine polarization of them with them. It's got to be an optical view, from your point. They do fit backwards something.
No, they don't. There's actually a pointy side to them, Tony.
All right, I have to get a better look at them. Anyway, I'm all hooked up with power poles, and I'm not about to change yet.
Oh, I'm 100% with you. I mean, there's absolutely no way I'm changing them over. What I was planning to consider was using them for high current, when it's excessive of let's say 40 amps, for making high current buses, something where theoretically I might have instantaneously as much as, 40, 50, 60, 70 amps coming across. Let's say off of a large battery bank, I thought it might be wise and fruitful, and use those to feed, like the remote end from for a power pole. So you bring it over to a 45 amp rig runner or a 40-amp rig runner or a 30-amp rig runner, whatever. But, you know, the 60-amp version of those connectors that Jim had did not impress me at all, but the 90s got my attention just because I think that's a, it's a small step up and it's a lot more convenient than the 75-amp Anderson power poles, which are, or the higher ones. I mean, those are kind of ridiculous.
Okay, well, actually, the January meetings, Jim is going to make a presentation on those connectors, and you might want to bring them along if you're coming to that January 7th meeting.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, I bought a package of six pairs with back boots, so they actually have a little mechanical shroud. I mean, some of the online deals were you got the connector, but you didn't get the back shroud. And I said, that's crazy. That's just absolutely nuts. You know, they were supplying them with little pieces of black and red heat shrink tubing. I'm going, no, that's not good enough. I want something a little more sturdy. And these back pieces snap into the connector and give you something to grab onto with your fingers.
Are they fairly firm, or is it a rubberized material?
Oh, it's very firm. It's extremely firm. Once you snap that back piece in, you're going to have a devil of a time getting it off. So make sure your solder connection is good and tight and, you know, not cold in any way. Make sure it's all good. And then when you slide that little back boot on, which is made of the same material, by the way, it snaps in four places and it's not going to move.
Very nice. Sounds like a fingerful to pull on. Okie doke, well, have a good night. Just wanted to check with you on that point. And we'll see you up till the 19th. The 19th has got a kid night, but not the 26th.
Okay, yeah, not a problem. I ended up meeting Ali. He said it was N2SA show. He's now AL0Y. But I met him since he was from Wayne, and I had to be in Fairfield to pick up Nancy. I got used to the Red Cross, one of the rooms of the Red Cross, and we were working on some mesh stuff and helping him out. In fact, I got to get back to him on that. He set up a tunnel, and for whatever reason, we're not tunneling. And I just haven't looked at the log to see why yet, but anyway. T2AMI, WT2TGT.
73.
W2TGT, I'll be standing by.
NJ2BS, repeat. NJ2BS, repeat. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4.